Mets. Scored a run in the second inning. He is nothing for three for the night. He, in the second inning, bunted the ball in attempting to sacrifice Frank Thomas up, and ball was thrown away. Thomas takes his lead at first, Christopher at third, as Boucher waits at the plate. Golden deals. Pitches way inside, and it's blocked up the first baseline by Hal Smith. No advance. As Smith blocked the ball to keep it out in front of him with the go-ahead run on at third. Umpire Ed Sudol behind the plate asks to see the baseball, and he's going to put another one in play. So it is a ball one shot to Ed Boucher. Thomas is the base runner at first, Christopher the base runner at third. Now Charlie Neal is in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets. Tiefenauer continues to throw in the bullpen for the Houston Colt 45. Here is the pitch to Boucher. In there for a call strike. One and one. Off-speed pitch right in there. Boucher watched it over. It's one ball and one strike. Boucher and Gil Hodges are the first basemen on the Mets roster at this moment, with Thornberry having gone to Baltimore, the hospital. There's a pitch outside for ball. It's two and one. Marv Thornberry went to Johns Hopkins in Baltimore to let them have a look at a knee that's been bothering and possibly to treat it. So he went from Milwaukee directly to Baltimore. Two balls and one strike to count to Boucher at the plate with runners at first and third. Score tied 2-2. Golden's pitch, missing way outside, and it's 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. Golden takes the walk around, hands on hips now. Kicks at the rubber a couple of times. Looks around the outfield. Boucher standing in the batter's box. Runners leading now at first and third as Golden is into the stretch. This is a 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. He walked him, and the bases are loaded with Charlie Neal coming up. That is walk number four given up by Jim Golan. Catcher Hal Smith has gone out to the mound. Charlie Neal, a right-hand batter, coming around. He singled a drive and a run in the second inning. Up to short, slide to left. He is one for three for the evening and has one run batted in. Felix Mantilla moves out to the on-deck circle now for the New York Mets. Two men out. As far as the New York Mets are concerned, it is up to Charlie Neal here in the top half of the eighth as he faces Jim Golden, who has given up only four hits to the Mets. Golden works for the windup. Here's the pitch. It goes high for ball one to Charlie Neal. Christopher the base runner at third. Thomas the base runner at second. Boucher the base runner at first. Again, Golden is looking in to get a sign from catcher Hal Smith. He has it. He's up on the rubber. Dips into the windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on a ground ball to third. Billy Goodman takes it. He's playing across the second for the fourth there. That retires the side. Charlie Neal with a ground ball. Hits sharply to Billy Goodman at third. He fielded through on to Bob Astromonte at second. For the fourth that retired the side, toward the top half of the eighth, the New York Mets got no runs on one hit, no errors, and three men left. And so, at the end of 7 1/2 innings of play, the score is the New York Mets 2 and the Houston Colts 45-2. Coming up now, jazz, smooth, suave, and sweet. Listen.
My beer is Rheingold, a dry beer. Think of Rheingold whenever you buy beer.
It's not bitter,
not sweet. It's a dry flavor treat. Won't you try extra dry Rheingold beer?
Like the song says, people everywhere sing out, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. And dry tells you why. Yes, sir? Dry tells you Rheingold has a brisk, bright, clean taste all its own. Discover the difference dry makes. Pour yourself a tall, refreshing glass of Rheingold Extra Dry. Enjoy it along with the ball game. Here is the final score in the American League. The Detroit Tigers have defeated the Chicago White Sox by a score of 7-3. For Detroit, 7 runs on 12 hits and 2 errors. For the White Sox, 3 runs on 8 hits and 1 error. The winning pitcher is Foytek, and the loser is Early Wynn. Calavito homered in the ballgame, so did Chico Fernandez, and so did Luis Saparicio.
Your attention, please. Batting for Goodman, number 23, Jim Pendleton.
And now here is a pinch hitter coming up. Jim Pendleton is batting for Billy Goodman. Manager Harry Kraft going to pinch hitter here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Jim Pendleton batting for Billy Goodman. Goodman was 1-for-3 tonight and drove in a run. Benning of Ben Mizell into the windup, and here's the pitch to Pendleton right in there for a call, strike one. Pendleton is a big right-hand batter. Mizell works. Misses, and it's ball one. 1-1. Roman Mejias now on deck. As the Houston Colt 45s and the New York Mets are locked up here in a 2-2 ball game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Mizell's delivery. In there. Let up pitch, and Pendleton watched it in for a called strike two. It's 1-2. As Bob Murphy has pointed out, Vinegar Ben Mizell, Wilmer Mizell, is well known here in Houston because he pitched for the Houston Buffs in Texas League competition. Here's a pitch fired outside for ball. It's 2-2. And in 1951, he had a big season for the Houston Buffs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Mizell again is set to work. Here's a pitch swung on. That's a drive going out in the center field. Jim Hickman chasing it back. This one is way back, and it is being chased off the wall. Pendleton is rounding second. He is heading for third. Chacon is the relay man, and he fires it on in. Holding at third is Pendleton with a triple off the wall in left center field. In between Thomas and Hickman, and the Houston Colt 45s now have the potential go-ahead run on here in the bottom half of the eighth inning, as Pendleton has tripled to open it up. And that brings on Roman Mejias. Mejias bats number 3 in the manager Harry Kraft's batting order. He is nothing for 2 and a walk. Sammy Taylor is out now checking with Wilmer Mizell. As big Jim Pendleton hopped on a 2-2 pitch and ripped it far out into left center field, off the wall for 3 bases. Score is tied 2-2, and now the New York Mets have moved the infield in, hoping for a play at the plate. Mejias is a right-hand batter. Mejias has a season's batting average of 294. He leads the Houston Colt 45s in the matter of batting averages. He has 8 home runs. Mizell is into the stretch. And here's the pitch to Mejias. It is for ball one. It's the Houston Colt 45s who are making a bid to go ahead here now in the bottom half of the eighth inning, with Pendleton at third and nobody out. Mizell's pitch is outside for ball two. It's 2-0 now to Mejias. And Norm Larker is on deck to be followed by Carl Warwick. Wilmer Mizell in trouble here as a count of 2 balls and no strikes to Mejias. Looking in to get the sign from Sammy Taylor. Now into his big stretch. The pitch. Outside ball three. It's 3-0 to Mejias. Pitching coach Red Ruffing of the New York Mets, hands on hips down in the bullpen area, staring in at the action on the diamond. And now Harry Chidi comes out of the dugout to go down toward the bullpen, and we're going to have some action down there. It's Ken McKenzie up and throwing now. Ken McKenzie coming up to throw in the bullpen. Mejias hits a fly ball to left field. Moving over is Hickman. Tagged up at third is Pendleton. And he makes the catch. Pendleton tags it, coming home, and he scores. Roman Mejia lofted a high fly ball to left center. Jim Hickman came over and made the catch. But Pendleton tagged up and scored after the catch in the Houston Colt 45s. They've moved out in front by a score of 3-2. Give Mejia a sacrifice fly and a run batted in. So with nobody on, there is one man out now, and Norm Larker is coming up. Grounded out, and hit into a double play. Izo works for the windup. Pitch to Larker. Dips in there for a call, strike one. The hit by Pendleton was hit number 8 for the Colt 45 tonight off the combined efforts of Dave Hillman and Wilmer Mizell. That ball is low. For ball, it's 1-1. Dave Hillman was the starter tonight for the Mets. Worked 2 2/3 innings, in which he gave up 2 runs on 4 hits, struck out none and walked none. Mizell, of course, the pitcher of record. Pitch goes high for a ball. It's 2-1. Jim Golden, the starter for the Colt 45s, has worked all the way. He was given up only 5 hits to the New York Mets this evening. Here's a swing and a ground ball to Charlie Neal at second. Up with it, and he plays over to Ed Boucher in time for the out. So for the fourth time tonight, Norm Larker has grounded to second base. 3 times, play went on to first, and one was a double play. 2 men out, nobody on, and Carl Warwick's coming up. In Los Angeles, at the end of 5 innings of play, the Los Angeles Dodgers lead the San Francisco Giants 2-0. Billy O'Dell for San Francisco against Sandy Koufax of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Here's a pitch to Warwick. It goes high for a ball. Carl Warwick has 2 hits tonight. 2-3. Houston Colt 45s 3 and the New York Mets 2 in the bottom half of the 8th inning. Here's a swing and a drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Thomas over, up with it. Whips it back in and holding it first is Carl Warwick with his 3rd base hit of the night. A sharp single to left. And that will bring up catcher Hal Smith. He fouled out to 3rd, fly to center and hit into a double play. That was hit number 9 for the Houston Colts. Throw over to first base. Not in time. Warwick getting back safely. In case you'd like to look ahead to the top half of the 9th inning, the New York Mets are scheduled to send up Felix Mantilla, Sammy Taylor, and the pitcher. Pitch is low for ball. 1 ball and no strikes to Hal Smith. Bob Astromonte is on deck for the Colt 45s. To first. Carl Warwick back safely. Again, Mizell goes into the big stretch. Here's the pitch. It's low for a ball. Al Smith watching it low, and it's 2-0 to him. We'll be on the air tomorrow night at 9:55 p.m. New York time with the second and concluding game of this series. We'll be on the air at 10:55 New York time from Los Angeles on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights. Here's a pitch coming in high, and it's ball 3. 3-0. And Ken McKenzie is throwing in the bullpen for the Mets. Here's a pitch in there for a call, strike one. It's 3-1. Earl Warwick takes his lead. Pitch is outside. Ball 4, he walked him. So Hal Smith goes to first with the base on balls. Warwick moves to second. And Bob Aspromonte is coming up. Catcher Sammy Taylor goes out to check with Wilmer Mizell. Manager Casey Single comes out of the dugout. The sign has gone to the bullpen. And we're going to have a pitching change. Manager Casey Single, the moment he came out of the dugout, sent the sign down to the bullpen. He is walking on out to the mound now. Casey Single at the mound now with catcher Sammy Taylor and pitcher Wilmer Mizell. The official paid attendance here tonight, 16,317. And now, manager Casey Single is signaling down to umpire Al Foreman, who is all down the line there at the bullpen, and he is going to leave Mizell in. Foreman now is walking slowly back toward his post there at first, as Mizell is going to stay in the ballgame, and Single returns to the dugout, deciding to leave Mizell in the ballgame. After he got to the mound and checked, decided to leave him there, and Bob Aspromonte steps into the batter's box. He's 1-for-3 tonight, runners at first and second, 2 men out. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike. McKenzie continues to throw in the bullpen. Now, here's the pitch. Swung on a ground ball to shortstop. Chacon has it placed to Neal for the force at second that retires the side. And so Mizell got Aspromonte on the ground ball, and in the bottom half of the eighth inning, the Houston Colt 45's got one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left. And so at the end of eight full innings of play in Houston, Texas, the score is the Houston Colt 45's 3 and the New York Mets 2. And now to give us a rundown on scores of other games in the major leagues, here's Bob Murphy.
All right, Lindsay, everything is over with the exception of the Dodger-Giant game on the West Coast. In the National League tonight, the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Philadelphia Phillies 4-1. Ray Washburn, who relieved Broglio in the second, the winning pitcher. Shans came on in the eighth. Dennis Bennett, the loser. There were home runs by Roy Sievers and by the Cardinals' Bill White. Cincinnati and Milwaukee postponed rain. Tommy Sturtevant turned in a tremendous relief job as Pittsburgh beat the Chicago Cubs 8-4. Sturtevant came on in the third inning and pitched scoreless ball the remainder of the way. Dick Ellsworth, the loser. At the end of 5.5, the Dodgers are leading the Giants 2-0. On a fourth inning home run with a man on by Tommy Davis, Sandy Koufax pitching for the Dodgers against Billy O'Dell. In the American League, Minnesota beat Washington 5-3, Pasquale winning his sixth, Dave Stenhouse the loser, homers by Killebrew and Pearsall. The rampaging Cleveland Indians added 3 more home runs tonight, including a 3-run homer in the ninth inning by Romano, to beat Baltimore 10-7. Winner in relief, Gary Bell, loser in relief, Billy Heff. Home runs by Don Dillard, Woody Held, and Romano for Cleveland. Gentile hit 1, Brandt 2, and Snyder 1 for the Orioles. Kansas City beat the Red Sox 10-5. Jerry Walker winning his fifth, Conley the loser. Askew, Walker, and Brousseau hit home runs. And Detroit beat the White Sox 7-3. Foytak the winner, Wynn the losing pitcher. Calavito, Fernandez, and Aparicio connecting. The Yankees and the Angels were not scheduled. Right here, we're going to the ninth inning. The Mets 1 run behind, and let's follow the action with Lindsey Nelson.
Thanks very much, Bob Murphy. Felix Mantilla is up to lead off for the Mets. The Houston Colt 45s have moved Don Budden over to third. Bob Aspromonte has moved to short, and Bob Little is playing second base. Jim Golden winds and fires, and the pitch is low and away, rolling away from Hal Smith. No damage done. There are no base runners. And it's a ball one count to Mantilla with Sammy Taylor in the on-deck circle for the New York Mets, trailing by 1 run going to the top half of the ninth inning. Mantilla walked, grounded out, and struck out. Nothing for 2, and a walk tonight. Season's batting average, 307. Jim Golan, the starting pitcher, still in for the Houston Colt 45. He winds and fires. And a foul tip has caught Ed Sudol on the top of the head. Umpire Ed Sudol caught by a foul tip. Taking off his mask, and now Bill Joukowsky's coming up from third, and Al Foreman coming up from first to check with Ed Sudol. Play was jammed up. Might have been struck by just the ball off the glove. We'll have to wait and see what the call was, because Mantilla started to swing and checked it. And then Hal Smith had moved in closely, and the ball ricocheted out of there. Might have hit the bat, might have hit the glove. We'll have to wait and see what the call is. As Len Lisher has come out of the dugout there to check with umpire Ed Sudol. All the umpires in checking now, and Cookie Lavajetta has come down from the coaching lines at first to check with Ed Sudol, who was hit by the pitch. And he's going to be okay, apparently. He comes around and takes his position behind catcher Hal Smith. Sudol is checking now with Felix Mantilla. And Sudol says the count is one ball and one strike. So it is 1-1. Here's a pitch missing inside. It's ball two. Dean Stone is throwing in the bullpen now for the Colt 45. Mantilla's leading off here for the New York Mets in the top half of the ninth inning as they trail the Colt 45 by one run. Here's a 2-1 pitch on the way. In there for a called strike two. It's 2-2 to Felix Mantilla. Here's the pitch. Swung on as a fly ball to left field. Al Spangler is moving it underneath. Waiting, and Spangler takes it for the out. So there's one away for the Mets batting in the top half of the ninth inning. And coming up, Sammy Taylor, left-hand batter. Had a sacrifice fly to drive in a run in the second inning. He struck out in the fifth, and he singled in the seventh. Golan looking in for a sign from Hal Smith. There is nobody on. Richie Ashburn has come out swinging a bat in the on-deck circle. Now here is a swing and a miss at the plate. As Sam Taylor golfed at one. Strike one count. Richie Ashburn has come out to the on-deck circle now as the batter for Wilmer Mizell. New York Mets trying to get a base runner some way anyway here in the top half of the ninth inning. That pitch is high for a ball. The Colts went ahead in the bottom half of the eighth when pinch hitter Jim Pendleton, batting for Billy Goodman, tripled, and he was brought in by the sacrifice fly hit by Roman Mejias. And that put the Colts 45s out in front by a score of 3-2, and that's where they are right now. It's a swing and a ground ball. It is going to second base. It's off the glove of Lillis. He has no play, and Taylor's on at first base. And now with Ashburn coming up, in order to allow our stations to identify themselves, we pause now for station identification.
This is WGY 810 on your dial, the General Electric Station, Schenectady.
This is Lindsey Nelson with Bob Murphy and Ralph Kiner in Houston, Texas, where Sammy Taylor has just scratched a base hit, scored as a base hit. A ground ball hit to the right of Bob Lillis, the second baseman. Came over, got a glove on it, couldn't make a play. So it is a base hit for Taylor, and Rod Keneal has come on to run for him now. Rod Keneal is the pinch runner. Here is Richie Ashburn, left-hand batter, coming up with one man out and a runner at first. Potential tying run, represented by Rod Keneal there at first base for the Mets. Golan is into the stretch, and here is the pitch. Low and inside, and it had Richie Ashburn skipping a rope to get out of the way of that one. It is ball one. Jim Hickman in the on-deck circle now for the Mets, trying to stay alive here in the top half of the ninth inning. Right on the bag at first, waiting to take his lead. Now he does, as Golden is into the stretch. Here's the pitch to Ashburn. In there for a call strike. 1-1 to Richie. Ashburn standing just outside the batter's box, taps the spikes. Now comes back in. Golan is into the stretch. Keneal leads at first base. Here's the pitch to Ashburn. Way inside. Fielded down into the dirt there by Hal Smith. It had Richie Ashburn crossing over across the plate, skipping the rope again to get out of the way of that one.
So it's 2 balls and 1 strike to Richie Ashburn. Rod Keneal has been manager Casey Stengel's good luck charm in recent close ball games. Here's a pitch in there for a called strike two. It's 2-2. Of the last 9 wins of the New York Mets, Rod Keneal has scored the tying or winning run 7 times, 6 as a pinch runner. He scored once in an extra inning game after he himself had singled. And he's on at first now, running for Sammy Taylor. Count of 2 balls and 2 strikes to Richie Ashburn at the plate. Here's the pitch. Swung on and has a drive out into left field for a base hit. Keneal is at second holding as Spangler slipped down for a moment, feels the ball get back up in a hurry to hold Keneal at second. But Richie Ashburn slashed the ball out into left field for a base hit. Now the Mets have runners at first and second. One man out, and Jim Hickman is coming up. Potential tying run on at second base now. Potential go-ahead run at first base for the New York Mets. Batting in the top half of the 9th inning. Al Smith had called time, went out to the mound. Now as he comes back, umpire Ed Sudall behind the plate. Takes a look at the ball and throws it out. Gives him another one. He's rubbing it up. Elio Chacon now comes out of the Mets dugout to the on-deck circle. As Sudall brushes the plate out to get things in readiness. And here is Jim Hickman. Hickman tonight struck out, fly to left, fouled out to first and struck out. In Los Angeles, in the bottom half of the 6th inning, the Dodgers have added another run, and the Dodgers now lead the San Francisco Giants 3-0 at the end of 6, Odell against Koufax. And right here in Houston, Texas, at Colt Stadium, the Colt 45 lead the New York Mets by a score of 3-2. Mets batting in the top half of the 9th inning. And now Jim Hickman is being called back. Jim Hickman is being called back, and Hobie Landreth is being sent up to the plate. Left-hand batter Hobie Landreth is being sent up in place of Jim Hickman. Hickman 0 for 4 tonight and struck out twice. Landreth stopping to work with the pine tar rag a little bit in the on-deck circle, swinging the bats. You'll recall that Landreth won a ball game for the New York Mets a week ago Saturday in the bottom half of the 9th inning with a home run off Warren Spahn, with Rod Keneal on base to win it by a score of 3-2 for the New York Mets over the Milwaukee Braves in that instance. Landreth has a season's batting average of 345. He has 1 home run and 6 runs batted in. Manager Casey Stengel has gone to his bench for Hobie Landreth as the pinch hitter here in the top half of the 9th inning. Rod Keneal, the base runner at second. Richie Ashburn, the base runner at first. One man out. Jim Golan, starting pitcher, still in for the Houston Colt 45. Here's the pitch to Landreth. Checks it, takes it in there for a foul strike one. Jim Golan firing it in. Landreth watched it over. Larker, the first baseman, Lillis at second, Aspermonte at short, and Budden at third defensively for the Houston Colt 45. Here's a pitch to Landreth. Swung on and sliced down the line to third base, and it's in foul territory and taken for the out by Budden. So there are 2 men out, and Elio Chacon is coming up. As it was popped right down the third baseline behind the bag in foul territory, sliced down there by Hobie Landreth. Elio Chacon is nothing for 3 and a walk. Right-hand batter. Season's batting average of 251. Keneal at second. Ashburn at first. Take their leads. Golden into the stretch, and here's the pitch to Chacon. He takes it in there for a called strike one. The Houston Colt 45s leading by a score of 3-2 and trying to protect their lead as the Mets bat here in the top half of the 9th inning. Again, Golden is into the stretch. Here's the pitch. Chacon with a fly ball out into center field. Carl Warwick is coming on calling. Warwick is waiting, and he takes it for the out, and the ball game's over. Elio Chacon has flied out to Carl Warwick to end the ball game.
As in the top half of the ninth inning, the New York Mets got no runs on two hits, no errors, and two men left. We'll be back in a moment with the final summary and totals, but right now the final score of the ball game: the Houston Colts 45-3 and the New York Mets 2. Well, now here's a chance for you to be the umpire. Picture this Ryan Gold riddle. Runners on first and second with one out. Got it? Okay. Batter lost a high fly towards short, and the umpire correctly calls infield fly. But the ball coming down strikes the front runner standing a few feet off second. How would you rule? Is the runner out? Is the batter out? Well, the answer to this one is that it's a double play. Both the batter and the base runner are out. If the runner had been standing on second, he would have been safe. How'd you do? Well, you can ponder that ruling over a glass of two of refreshing Rheingold. You know, Rheingold just naturally goes with baseball, goes with all good times, because Rheingold has a taste all its own. It's beer as beer should taste. And dry tells you why. It tells you that Rheingold is brewed the long, slow, costlier way for a taste that's brisk and bright and clean, clear through. Enjoy it now, along with the game. Well, here in Houston, Texas, the Colt 45s have defeated the New York Mets by a score of 3-2. To tell you something of how they did it, here's Ralph Kiner.
Well, the Mets had won 9 out of their last 12 games before they came into Houston. And of the 9 wins, 6 were won in the ninth inning or extra innings. And right here again tonight, the Mets put on a short rally but couldn't get a run across to tie it up as they came into the ninth inning by a score of 3-2. The Houston Colt 45s won it in the eighth inning, and they used triples to win the ball game. This is a big ballpark. They couldn't hit any home runs, but they went on to hit two triples, one of them scoring the winning run in the eighth inning on a triple by a pinch hitter, Pendleton, who scored on a sacrifice fly. Dave Hillman started for the New York Mets. He worked 2 2/3 innings. He was relieved by Wilbur Ben Mizell. Wilbur pitched fine ball, gave up only one run on 5 hits, but he was charged with the loss. And the winning pitcher in the ball game going all the way for the Houston Colt 45s was Jim Golden. His record now, 2 wins and 1 loss. And both of his wins coming at the expense of the Mets. He won his first game in relief over the Mets in the Polo Grounds, a 4-1/3 relief stint. For the Houston Colt 45s, it was 3 runs on 9 hits. They left 7 men on. The Mets had 2 runs on 7 hits. They left 9 men on. That's just about the story from Texas, the first game ever played by the Mets in the Colt 45s in the state of Texas. And that wraps up another baseball game. Sure hope you enjoyed it. Rheingold certainly enjoyed bringing you Roy. Tomorrow night, we see the Mets will face the Houston Colt 45s right here in Colt Stadium, and it'll be game time 9:55 in New York. We'll all be on hand to bring you the action. This broadcast came to you through the courtesy of Liebman Breweries, brewers since 1837, and Brown & Williamson Tobacco Corporation, B&W, the mark of quality in tobacco products, and is authorized under radio rights granted by the New York Mets solely for the entertainment of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game without the express written consent of the New York Mets is prohibited. Right now, I'd like to remind you to enjoy Viceroy cigarettes. Viceroy's not too strong, not too light. Viceroy's got the taste that's right. That's right. Now, this is Ralph Kiner saying so long for Lindsey Nelson and Bob Murphy, and for Rheingold. Rheingold Extra Dry. Those two little words, extra dry, tell you why Rheingold is beer as beer should taste. Why Rheingold is preferred by more New Yorkers than any other beer. Rheingold is brewed from the very choicest ingredients. Brewed the long, slow, costly way for flavor that is brisk and bright and clean, clear through. So fill up your glass with a nice cold, ice cold, refreshing glass of good Rheingold Extra Dry. Our statistician tonight was Joe McDonald, and our engineer was Bub Bombaugh. And this is Ralph Kiner saying, so long, everybody. This is the New York Mets Baseball Network.
10 on your radio dial. This is WGY Schenectady. And now here's the latest news as compiled and edited in the WGY newsroom. Official sources in Paris report discovery of a plot of the Secret Army to assassinate French President Charles de Gaulle. It said police have rounded up more than 15 suspects in Paris, in Marseille, and in Algiers. Informants identify the leader of the alleged assassin's group as a Paris insurance agent who was arrested Sunday. In Athens, Greek Premier Karamanlis reaffirmed his government's pro-Western policies. He won a vote of confidence in Parliament, 179-88. The vote came after he accused Soviet Premier Khrushchev of interfering in Greece's internal affairs through criticism of Greece's membership in NATO. Leaders of the American Medical Association have expressed strong opposition to President Kennedy's plan for medical care for older people under Social Security. In a paid TV program, one AMA official called the program a cruel hoax aimed at establishing welfare state medicine. The executive secretary of the National Council of Senior Citizens issued a statement in Washington saying there was nothing new in the statements by AMA officials. And Dr. Blue Carstensen accused them of using what he calls lies and deception to fight the president's program. The House Ways and Means Committee has put together a bill which holds intact all elements of President Kennedy's broad tariff-cutting and trade promotion program. This measure is subject to reconsideration by the committee after its staff puts it in final language. Chances are heavily against any major change. In Chicago, five railroad operating unions asked that the National Mediation Board step into their dispute with railroad management. The unions are deadlocked with management in current negotiations on changing work rules. A tragic accident during a tactical exercise at Fort Hood, Texas. An M48 tank tumbled down a 30-foot cliff and burst into flames, killing five soldiers. A tornado has struck Tilden, Nebraska, injuring and sending to hospitals at least six persons. The town was without power and telephone service because lines were knocked down by the twister. It said several homes were damaged and many trees uprooted. Republican Senator Barry Goldwater says President Kennedy's new disarmament proposals border on treason. The Arizona senator said in Dallas, Texas, the U.S. cannot possibly, with safety, engage in any disarmament at the present time because it's not practical. The U.S. Air Force reports a flight of 52 jet fighter bombers, tankers, and cargo planes is proceeding from Honolulu to the Philippines. The planes are part of the forces supporting U.S. ground forces sent to Thailand. A Negro radio newscaster in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, says he has accepted an offer of a one-way ride to Africa from a white listener who wants to send him back where he came from. But the news director of station WAMO says he'll come back to the U.S. fast on tickets offered by other listeners. He says they started calling in immediately after the program on which he told of the offer. And finally, astronaut Scott Carpenter will be spared the ordeal of eating baby-type food from squeeze bottles when he goes into orbit. Scientists have devised bite-sized snacks for his space lunchbox. His ride is still scheduled tentatively for Thursday. You've just heard a summary of late world news as compiled and edited in the WGY newsroom, reported by Pat Ryan. Here now is the weather forecast for the interior of eastern New York and adjacent western New England. Fair and cool tonight with low temperatures mostly in the 40s. Chance of some frost in valleys of northern Adirondacks. Tuesday mostly sunny, but increasing high cloudiness by late afternoon. The high Tuesday in the upper 60s and 70s. Increasing cloudiness Tuesday night, followed by showers Wednesday. The low Tuesday night in the 40s and low 50s. The high Wednesday 65 to 75. Presently the temperature is 61 degrees. The barometer is rising. 810 on your dial, this is WGY Schenectady.
Be still and know. The gold and frankincense and myrrh the wise men laid beside the manger at Bethlehem are symbols of the whole of life, says Harold Blake Walker in Heart of the Christian Year. An old Negro put the truth with apt insight when he presented himself at the mourner's bench with this remark, "I's all I's got." In sober truth, that is all any of us possess. But if we give it, we give all else too. Francis of Assisi invited a friend to go with him to preach. All day they wandered about and came home when the day was done. "But when do we preach?" the friend asked. "Ah," replied Francis, "that's what we've been doing all day. There is something in all of us that rubs off on the world around us, and we preach one way or another all day." Once there was a man, according to an old tale, who was so filled with despondency that he decided to commit suicide. He started on a long walk to a bridge, which was to be his jumping-off place. But he promised himself that if he met one smiling, happy, friendly face on the way, he would turn back. Oddly, the story ends without answering the question whether the mission ended in suicide. The tale, however, poses a question. If that man had met you, would he have turned back? I's all I's got to offer this tired world. We can give the laughter and joy of those who have caught some hint of Bethlehem's meaning. We can give hope and confidence if we know that the love of God comes flooding down the ages from a manger and never will let us go. Be Still and Know, produced for the United Presbyterian Church in the USA, closes with these words from the Gospel of Matthew. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
In 30 seconds by the General Electric clock will be 9 minutes before 1 a.m. We invite you now to stay tuned for After Hours, a program of uninterrupted recorded music from now until the early hours of dawn.